Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 1, Arjuna Vishada Yoga. And as we continue to remind ourselves, this is about ourselves. As the mortal human beings, when facing this battle of life, how our ego, the aham, takes support of the intellect, which is in itself has a limited capacity, and justify whatever the emotions come to our heart. So we face a challenge and do not find ourselves adequate to face the challenge. We come up with a defensive mechanism of why I shouldn't be dealing with it. So far we have seen Arjuna has looked at the army on the two sides, found all the relatives facing each other, ready to fight the war and ready to kill each other and die. It's not something was complete surprise to Arjuna. He was not really blindsided that all these people will be here. He knew. But when you face that situation, that's where you have a new reckoning of what you're facing. You may have planned all your life to do something and say, well, I can take up that challenge. But when you face that situation, now you have a completely different realization what that means. And as we have discussed last time, it's probably a perfect storm for Arjuna. A little bit of insecurity, a little bit of confusion about what my duty is, a little bit of, is it really the right thing to do? So all this coming together in his mind, he comes to the conclusion, the best thing is not to do anything. This is when we call we are frozen by the situation. The deer in a headlight. Obviously, deer needs to run away, but it's frozen because of the situation. His senses gets completely numb. So the same way when we face a situation which seems overwhelming, our mind and intellect become numb to think rationally. So when you can't think rationally, irrational thoughts will take over. Just like in dream. There is no rationality in any dream, generally. There may be some very rational dream you may have, but most of them are irrational. Because the rational intellect is not available. In dream, all that information which you have jumbled up and creates its own scenario. Like a kaleidoscope. You don't know what the next pattern is going to be. So now, facing this situation, because you are not prepared for it mentally, you are facing a kaleidoscopic image of what's happening. You have no control over what your mind is coming up with. And now you are justifying your emotions, taking the support of your intellect. So argument which we see, on a face value, they are very logical. These are my grandfathers and fathers and sons and grandsons. What is the point in killing them? And he's obviously seeking for an approval. We always seek approval from somebody. So we think that if here is what I'm going to do, Dad, I'm not going to pursue this. Then you're looking for approval from a dad. And if Dad doesn't say anything, you continue arguing why you shouldn't be doing it. I don't want to pursue further education because of this, this, and this. Dr. Gokhale's son used to come to Meena for learning Gujarati. And he said, I don't know why my parents want me to learn this Gujarati. Because I'm going to be a firefighter anyway. Even though it's a childish argument, we do exactly the same thing when we face something. Why do I have to do this? Because I'm not going to do this. So we have seen Arjuna's argument, which are very logical from a complete third-party perspective. We have never heard about what Arjuna's background is and what he's facing. And he's seeking approval from Krishna. And so far, Krishna has not said a word. That means neither he has approved nor he has said, no, he should be doing that. So he continues in his argument. Etanahantumichami. All these people which I had just described to you, O Mr. Krishna, if you are not paid attention to, let me tell you, my goal is not to kill them. Etam na hantum ichchami gnato api Madhusudana. The last resort of an argument. If you don't go to college, what will happen? You know, we can give an argument to your son, and your son say, but that's okay, I'll be fine doing, you know, a garbage worker. Well, you don't really have anything to counter-argue. If he's okay with being a garbage worker, then the end of the story, right? So he says, even if they kill me, I get killed, I don't want to kill them. Because the only argument is, well, if you don't, then they will kill you. But he said, but I'm okay with that. Even if I get killed, there is no further down you can go from there in argument. Gnato api Madhusudana. Api trailokya rajyasya hetoho kimnu mahikrute. He goes even further and says, you see, even if I was fighting this battle for the domain over three worlds, and we have talked about three worlds, but in this case particularly, he's probably referring to the Pauranic three worlds of Swarga, you know, Mrityulok and Pata. That means everything, this entire universe is under my domain. He said, even if that was the case, that I was fighting for the domain over the entire universe, I still wouldn't kill my people. It's not worth it. Kimnu mahikrute, then where is the question for doing that just for this small kingdom of Hastinapur? Mahik, this earth, but then not the entire earth, but whatever the kingdom is fighting for. So he's making his argument more and more rational and more showing what he's willing to give. That I'm willing to make sacrifice. So he's trying to be a hero. That you are making sacrifice for the peace in the family, peace in this kingdom, and not to have this bloody war at any cost. So he thinks that he might get approval from Krishna if he's willing to give that much and make that much sacrifice. But as Swamiji says, he's not getting much response. He continues. Nihatyaha dhartrarashtran ka pritihi syat janardana. Killing these sons of Dhritarashtra. He never says Kauravas. You know, we always Kauravas and Pandavas. He says Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra says Pandavas. So they obviously recognizing that we are part of the same family. What joy in killing Dhritarashtra's son. Papam eva asrayet asma. Because we will all incur sin. In engaging in this battle to kill these people, we'll get nothing but sin. Hatva etan atatayinaha. Evildoers. He has not forgotten that these guys are evildoers. And Swamiji goes into elaborate discussion of who is considered a felon or evildoer as per the Niti or Manusmriti, that somebody who has done one of these six crime is considered a criminal and should be punished accordingly. And the punishment is kill him whenever you see him. Those type of crimes Duryodhana has already done. All of them six described by Swamiji here, stealing somebody's wife, burning somebody's house, killing somebody. All of them are already done. But he says, I recognize these are evildoers. But us fighting this war and killing those people will incur nothing but sins. Now this is a central argument why we shouldn't be fighting this. Because we need to have a morality on our side to do whatever. Even to attack, we need to have morality. That this is dharma yuddha. I'm fighting for the right cause. To run away also, you need to have a morality. I'm running away because fighting this war will create more miseries in the society. So he said, we wouldn't get anything but papa. As per the Niti Shastra, we will be all suffering from the burden of doing something wrong. Because we are killing our fathers, grandfathers, sons. We are making all this chaos just to punish those evildoers. And he's still obviously not getting any response. So now he makes another argument. Tasman arha vayam hantu dhartrarashtran swabandhavan. Swajanamihi katam hatva sukinahasyam madhavaha. And therefore, he said, we shall not kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our relatives. How can we be happy by killing our own people? In the end, the goal of life is to be happy. I want to do this right, which is wrong, because I want to be happy. I want to fight this war and get this kingdom. Why? Because I want to be happy and give happiness to my own people. But in this case, I'm killing my own people. How can I be happy? He said, what are you doing all this thing, kneel for? He said, for my family. But if I do something which hurt my family, well, where is the happiness then? So that's the argument. This is a classical argument where you can say, but I did it for my family. Even Valio Lutaro, when Narad Muni met, what was his argument? I'm doing it for my family. Then Narad Muni said, then go and ask your family. Is it helping them? Are they going to be part of these sins? And when family said, we have nothing to do with it, that's where he realized that, what am I doing it for? I'm doing it for the family, and their family is not happy with it. Well, I should be doing something different than this. He is using this argument in reverse here and saying, what will be our happiness if we are killing the family to get happiness? Swajanam. The operative word he continues is swajanam, that I keep having this dilemma of killing my swajana to get things right, but that will incur nothing but sin. And then he makes obviously very classical argument. He said, yadyapi ete na pasyanti lobo aphat chetasaha kulakshayakrutam dosham mitra dohe chapatakam. Operative word here is kulakshaya. Destroying of families. Republic Party is the main, what was their mantra? Preserve families and family values. That's their brahmastra. Whenever there is an argument about anything which is not conducive to their thinking, gay marriage, abortion rights, family and family values, it's a universal argument. Because it is universally proven that in any society, if the family is not preserved, that culture cannot sustain itself. Family unit, basic building block of any society. Why we are responsible? Because we have family to support. That's when India, they say, well, you know, he is not responsible, I don't know what to do. They say, padai do, get him married, you know, in Gujarat. He will be responsible. Because it was understood that once the family unit is formed, person becomes responsible for that unit. And therefore, all his actions will be aligned in line of that responsibility. If you destroy the family unit, then nothing to rely upon, nothing to look forward to. Therefore, he says, kulakshaya krutam dosham, this act or error which we are about to commit is going to destroy families. Now, those guys, the evildoers on the other side, they are not recognizing it. Lobo aphat chetasaha. Their intellect is taken away by their greed. With your greed, you may do something to hurt your family. That's because your rational intellect, which says, this is not good for my family, is taken away by your greed. And I'm always, you know, enamored by all the Indian serials I see. The Bahu is only one whose take is keeping the family together. And then the same family, the villains who are trying to destroy the family. And that Bahu is the superhero. She is trying to keep the family together. Hamare kul ke liye, you know. And that's why Ekta Kapoor is making millions of dollars. You know? This is the brahmastra for any argument. Kulakshayam. Family value, destruction of family, the family values. So Arjuna comes out and says, look, I'm telling you that they, these evildoers, their intellect is taken away by their greed for this kingdom, power, strength. therefore they are not seeing it. Yadi api etena pasyanti, they are not seeing it, what they are doing. This war will destroy family. Kulakshya krutam dosam mitra dohe chapatakam. And another sin we are committing is mitra do. We are killing, or we are deceiving, or we are betraying our own friends. My grandfather, who relied on me to protect him, I am right in front of him, ready to fight him. So we are committing the sin of a kulakshaya and a mitrado. I'm against my family and destroying the families. So isn't that a great sin? They are not recognizing it. Katham na gneyam asma bihi papad asmad nivartitum. Should we not? Papad asma bi nivartitum, should avoid ourselves from committing this sin? Because they are idiots, not recognizing what the consequences would be of this war. It will destroy the family units. Kulaksha kritam dosham pasyat adbihi janardana. But us who is seeing this, that this is the greatest sin to destroy family, should we not refrain from doing so? Nivartitum, papad asmat nivartitum. They are not understanding, but we are understanding. What is the difference between them and us if we also act like them? Isn't that we tell our children, say, ye to nano che. He is too young. But are you not understanding? You are a big brother. So big brother has all the responsibility. He has to be logical, giving up all, because it's common argument, ye to nano che. Those guys are evil doers and idiots, and they are taken away by their greed. Their intellect is taken away by their greed. They are not seeing what's going to happen, the consequences of this war. But should we not refrain from having this war happening because we are not like them? We at least have, thank God, the rational intellect so that we can see what's going to happen. Now he thinks this is a brahmastra. Krishna has to agree that yes, you are right, Arjuna. We cannot destroy families. But what happens? We will see.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.